the pomp and pageantry recently for the ribbon cutting of the Defense Information Systems Agency's massive new headquarters here at Fort Meade. Now, DISA employees have already begun moving here, many from offices in Northern Virginia. Colonel Daniel Thomas is the installation commander at Fort Meade. In other words, he's been overseeing the entire BRAC process here.
In our case being Fort Meade's case, it appears, at least on the surface, that it's been a very smooth and well-organized process.
In total, about 7,000 new personnel coming to Fort Meade as part of BRAC. DISA offices now essentially sit side by side with the NSA. Thomas understands the nearby BW Parkway and I-95 could feel the effects.
You can't downplay the traffic issue. I do have to say I've been to a lot of other places in the area, especially when you go down south in the D.C. area and some of the other installations down in that area. And, you know, in some sense, we're much better off, I think.
One of those places down south, Quantico Marine Base. About 3,600 personnel shifted to the base. Traffic impacts along Route 1 and I-95 expected, adding to the frustration of those headed to Fort Belvoir and the Mark Center. In my next report, is BRAC a series of bad decisions? Adam Tuss, WTOP News.